Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
No matter where you work from these days, take Gresh and Fauria with you on the Odyssey app. Favorite WEEI.
104 final hour, Gresh and Fauria. Jones and Mego coming up top of the hour. Tomorrow we'll be here for a home show and then on the plane heading to Detroit tomorrow night, where Wednesday for part of Thursday and then on Friday, the Gresh and Fauria program will come to you live from the draft. We're going a little blind on this one. Like, we have a general idea as to how it would be set up, but really after the pandemic, the NFL kind of changed the draft setup a little bit, where now it's, oh, let's get it outside, let's get it in these public parks, and let's do it this way. You know, we want the big flyover shot of how all the people love the NFL draft and yada, yada, yada. But it's sort of a non-traditional setup compared to what we're used to. So, knock on wood, hopefully we'll kind of be able to figure it all out. I sense trouble. Not because of us. Not because of us at all.
Yeah.
More because of the National Football League.
I'm curious to see how they actually run it, because been to the Super Bowl millions of times, more times than I've ever wanted to go. And I'm curious, like, you know, how, you know, close to, you know, the Super Bowl, Radio Row and everything else is,
and
how many
ain't.
Guys, and how many, well, because it usually, you know, the Super Bowl, everybody comes into town.
Yeah.
Stars, players, you know, but you won't see a lot of former players or current players at the draft. You won't see any of them unless they're working for a team.
I was going to say, it's either they're working for a team or they're there to announce a pick.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way Calvin Johnson is unlikely to be, like, he's going to be there doing something.
Yeah.
He's, like, arguably for, I don't know, what, a generation and a half of Lions fans, he was the guy that people connect with.
Yeah, him and Barry Sanders.
Yeah, and Barry shows up to stuff now every once in a while. I thought as soon as that guy retired, it'd be like, you're going to have to pay a lot of money to smoke him out. No, he's become more comfortable in getting out in front of people.
He did a whole documentary on his life as a child, you know, playing football, Oklahoma State. You know, first couple years with Detroit, why he retired.
Mm-hmm.
He finally answered the question why he retired, and it was just him and his sons. I think he has like three boys.
I think so.
And that was it. And I was like, oh, what was all the fuss about?
Didn't
that?
He like retire and he like went to London and it
was
like,
just basically
see you
ran
later.
Away.
Yeah.
They just wore him out. And think about it, like he was still young and had plenty of gas in the tank. He just said, I'm just sick of losing. Similar to Calvin Johnson. I'm just sick of it. I don't want to do it anymore. Not in this city. And now they love him.
Well, and they also made great dough.
And now Eminem is basically like the spokesperson for the
Is
Detroit
that right?
Lions.
Ever since Harbaugh left? Harbaugh was never the representative of the Lions, but he represented Michigan. So now
I think that I said the Lions.
Okay.
He represents the Lions.
All right, fair enough.
Say, where was he when they sucked?
there's that too.
He'll be there.
Who, Eminem?
Yeah, we'll probably hang out with him
Not
a little
a
bit.
Chance.
I've set something up for us.
Oh, I'm sure you did. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if we ended up getting on the red carpet for Wednesday. Are you going to bring your white pants and your Peter Pan shoes?
No, not the time or place.
It's a red carpet.
No, no.
So you mean to tell me you would get more dressed up going to South Beach than you would for a real red carpet?
Well, no, I didn't get dressed
up.
That's incongruent.
I didn't get dressed
up. I just wore, I chose to wear white jeans and a tight-fitting shirt and red shoes.
You got dressed up for dinner in
South
Beach.
I got dressed up for South Beach, yeah. And if I go out, I went out to dinner the other night. If I went out to dinner here, I would just wear, you know.
Yeah, but again, this is, we're talking about red carpet.
I'm going to.
Someone could snap a photo of you just dressed like a normie.
I definitely will bring the rings. I think that'll get us into a lot of places that normally may not get us into. I'll give you one. Just act like it's yours.
Don't need to. No, you won two. I'm your security.
Oh,
duh.
That's what it is. Yeah. So, Shay, go check the joint out before, and then I'll decide whether I'll come
Seriously.
In.
Seriously. Oh,
we should try to play that off.
Oh, we totally could. And we could pump you up as a much more famous player than you were. Just
dark glasses. Never take them off.
Hey, folks, I got Tony Gonzalez here. You going to clear the way or what?
I know, right? That would be a comp I could pull off, though.
Yeah, you could, totally
I could pull that off.
Of course you could.
A little bit of The Rock, depending on how I cut my hair.
Especially if you dress like you were on South Beach and think like, oh, he's about to go on the Amazon set. Oh, wait, Amazon isn't here? We got fooled.
No,
what the hell's going on? So we will be heading to Detroit after tomorrow's show. We got Wednesday, Thursday short show. Friday we are out there, and we're hoping for the best. And we'll just sort of leave it open-ended at that. Just like we got the best out of the Celtics and the Bruins over the weekend. Celtics were winners yesterday in Game 1 against Miami. Bruins were winners Game 1 on Saturday against Toronto. Game 2 of the Bruins-Toronto series is tonight, Foyer. And what's your best lean? What's your feel as to what's going to happen in net? I know Andrew Raycroft joined us earlier. His sort of vibe was that maybe Linus is in tonight.
Well, based on everything that they said, the rotation is going to be the rotation. I'm adding this in regardless of how well somebody plays. So, like, everybody needs to touch. Everybody needs to, you know, get a touch. Everybody needs to get a feel. Everybody needs to kind of get their reps in. Based on that, Omar should be in net. He should. He should be in net. So, what was it, on Saturday, nobody knew who was going to start until, like when they were, like, warming up on the ice. Like, it still wasn't announced. You look at the lineups and nobody knew until the act. It was still a lot of gamesmanship going on. And then it decided it was Swayman. And then sure enough, I think it's going to be Allmark too.
How about this from Jim Montgomery? I don't know why we would divulge information when you're preparing for a game. There's parts of the goaltender that are part of the pre-scout. I didn't tell my wife. I'm not telling you.
I'm not going to. So quit asking.
I'm with you. But I do think it's going to be Omar. But so I wonder if Razor. So Razor was at practice, right? He was at morning skate.
He said when he was on with us, it just got over with. So
he was there.
He was there.
So okay. So I wonder because usually, you know, when the Patriots do their you know injury report, you can usually always tell even before it's released if you get to the stadium early enough and you see somebody working their ass off and doing more than somebody should before a game. You know they're not playing in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Because why would they be you know working so hard, you know, using all their energy and getting tired when they're playing a game? They wouldn't do it that way. It would be a totally different warm-up. I wonder, since Razor, former goalie, has a different set of, you know, a different perspective based on the way they were carrying on during morning skate.
So
and that's why he was
he was putting two and two together.
That Allmark would be – now, maybe he was just being, you know
– coy.
Yeah, you know, I'm leaning here instead of saying it's going to be Allmark. I think he obviously saw something that led him to believe that's going to be Allmark.
I don't have an issue with the way Jim Montgomery is playing this with the lack of information. What I do hope is that Allmark isn't in there because it was necessarily predetermined. I hate the phrase, oh, game to game, you know, or, you know, just game to game, day to day, quarter to quarter, whatever in the world it is, but it really is true. And if you're Jim Montgomery, I think that's kind of the thought that's got to be in your head. No, we're literally going game to game because there are really, in the end of the day,
only three people we have to worry about in all of this, and that's Jim Montgomery and the two goalies.
Goalie Bob.
Otherwise, well, even then, I don't think it's goalie. I think goalie Bob's got sway, but it's not ultimately his call. Ultimately, it is Jim Montgomery's. And the other guys on the roster, I don't think it's that big a deal to them. I think now after 2 years, they're all used to it. As long as the goalies and the head coach are okay, those are the only three people we have to worry about, because goalies can be like golfers. All of a sudden, they can get the yips in a heartbeat, and the next thing you know, you're only down to one. And regardless of who's in net, the other 20 guys on the ice, their job to hurt 18 on the ice, it doesn't change.
Yeah, I don't think they play favorites. I think it's different with other sports and like football. You will have a preference on a quarterback. Absolutely. Yeah.
And I think last year, if anything, there might have been a couple of guys in that room looking around and going, why do we just go with one guy? Why didn't we rotate? So now I almost think it would be odd in a way if they didn't rotate in some way, shape, or form. But I think relative to the top four lines and all the defensemen and stuff, I don't think it bothers them. I think it gets all of us on the outside betwixt and between, because we're used to there's the guy, ride him. I mean, I don't think it's that difficult, but I think it's going to the issue would be if they put in Allmark and then they lose tonight. And like Razor said, even if it's a 2-1 game and you can look at Allmark and say, hey, he didn't play that bad, that's where Jim Montgomery's going to have the answers. So ultimately, this comes down to a Monty managing things as well.
Yeah, and I don't think it really, but game one to game four, maybe five, depending on how the series is going, especially if you're dominating, the decisions are easy. Now, when they're close and it's 1-1, then it's 2-1, then it's 3-2, then it's tied up, and then it's game seven, now I think that's where the decision carries a little bit more weight.
No question.
Okay, because now I really have, like, I don't owe you anything. I don't owe any of you guys anything. My job is to play who I think gives us the best chance, not to steal a line from Bill, but ultimately that's what it's doing. So in a game seven or a similar situation, mm-hmm. like, that's when the decision is going to really be merited.
And I think that off of that, you're right. That's where maybe do we get the early announcement? Probably not. I'm going to call it a charade, but the lack of information pregame is going to be all playoffs.
Yeah, so who do you think?
Razor's opinion or thoughts carry big weight. If he's thinking Allmark, then I've got to switch to think Allmark, because when I sat down, I was all Swayman. Because I thought he played well.
Because
if it were me, I wouldn't fart with it.
That's where I think most people back themselves up into a corner, because they've already told you that they're going to rotate.
Yeah.
It's assumed that regardless of how well somebody plays, you're not losing your chance. Your turn. My turn. I'm next. I'm second. I'm on deck. You went, great job, hit a home run. My turn.
Well,
now I'm getting my shot.
See, that's the thing. I don't think rotation means every other game per se, because that's not the way the Bruins operated this year. They never did in every other game and had like a complete algorithm of here's what we're doing 1-82 and we've already got a printout. That's why I don't think if they decide to, hey, Swayman played great, or say Swayman plays tonight, he pitches a shutout. Are you going to change it before game three just because you're going on the road? I don't know. I don't mind the if both guys weren't good and the numbers weren't so similar, I'd be sideways over this. But in a way, it's almost like, well, you're picking a good guy or you're picking a good guy.
When they both woke up this morning, it's like, hey, how'd you sleep? Oh man, I got a kink in my neck. Okay, I'm going with you. I had a bad dream last night.
When you get there, you're looser than cream corn, yeah. Right? Hey, coach, I'm good. Look at this. I can put my big toe in my ear. I'm ready for tonight. So those guys are as flexible as all get out. A statement from Robert Kraft that we are definitely going to go over. And the Celtics plus John Sterling got maybe an all-time bad going-away gift.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is Crash and Fourier on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
Oh, boy, do we have a lot to get to. Celtics game two we will get to this week. Bruins game two is tonight over at the Garden against Toronto. We don't know who will be in net. Our Andrew Raycroft is leaning Linus Ullmark. Ultimately, at the end of the day, lots of consternation amongst fans. But if the Bruins go out and win 4-1, we'll all feel much more comfortable about it. Did you see, Fourier, what is going on in the world of Robert Kraft?
Yes, I have.
And not just the legacy pick that could be made on Thursday night, as now that's been kind of thrown around a little bit for all the newbies down there, Gillette, the legacy-making pick, right? Well, in the world of Robert Kraft, he has been following what is going on at Columbia University, his alma mater, where there is basically unrest on campus because of what is going on with Israel and Palestine. And Robert Kraft, one of the biggest donors to Columbia and its athletic department, said he will no longer give the school money, quote, until corrective action is taken, end quote. And there is a big statement there, and it is not signed as Patriots owner Robert Kraft. It is signed as Robert Kraft, founder of the Foundation to Combat Anti-Semitism. This is, let's say this the right way.
Yeah.
Because Robert Kraft has always been philanthropic. We know through Myra Kraft. We know there is the Myra Kraft Charitable Foundation. One of the Kraft sons runs that foundation, right? We know the Patriots have been incredibly philanthropic. But it feels like with Robert Kraft, and you correct me if I'm wrong here, it feels like the football is no longer the legacy play for him anymore. That the football is now just a part of the legacy Mr. Kraft wants to leave behind. And this is not a criticism of him in any way. He is doing, in many ways, much more important work than us sitting here trying to figure out which quarterback's worth a damn or whatnot. But it does kind of feel like, in the mind of Robert Kraft, that not that he's turning it over full-blown to Jonathan, but there seems to be a lot of other outside initiatives that appear to have gotten the interest and the attention of Robert Kraft in the moment that sort of makes me start to think that football will now become secondary as much as he says it will always be first after family.
I would say yes. I've said this before. I feel like this is what he's focused on, and I do think it's his attention needs to be here more.
I think that's fair to say.
I mean, and not taking away anything from the important business of football.
And if he feels that way, who in the world are we to tell him as a Jewish man, hey, you need to worry more about who the left tackle's going to be?
Yeah, I don't want to get into the whole like political thing, but what is going on right now in the Jewish community is repulsive. It's disgusting. I didn't even. Sometimes I think, oh God, we've come so far. I'm like, oh, what the hell is going on at Columbia?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna. I don't want to get into all the different stories or what they're doing and how they're doing it, but I love the fact that he's doing this personally, because it just feels like, you know, the whole community is getting bullied. Here we are again. It's just, it really makes my stomach turn, to be honest with you. And I don't even want to like dive deeper into it.
No, the whole situation is just a giant mess. And now it's turning into Russia and the U.S. and Iran and world diplomacy and all that kind of stuff. I use it as an example or a gateway to the, it's starting to feel like more and more Jonathan Kraft is taking the wheel.
Yeah, but haven't we kind of felt like that anyways for a while now?
Yeah, we did for a while, but it was still defer to Robert, defer to Robert. He's the first one to speak, all that kind of stuff. This now feels like for the first time that the work being done behind the scenes is being led by the team president and not so much the guy at the top of the masthead who would just say, well, I got my dude in place, and he's pretty good, so, you know, we'll just kind of manage from there. It feels like this is, like, we're now starting to get to the point of the first time, for me anyway, that it feels like Robert Kraft is truly taking that half a step back. Because here's the other thing, too. Does Robert Kraft really want to be the guy running, in many ways, day-to-day of the Patriots organization until he's no longer on Earth?
No, I think it's real simple for him. I just think he wants to be involved. I think it's real simple.
Involved or in the know?
Both.
Because those are two different things,
well,
in my opinion.
I would merge them.
Because if you're involved, you have say. If you're in the know, it is, I've turned it over to you all. Keep me in the loop.
Well, when I say involved, it's like, listen, hey, if I call you up, you know, like, what's going on? Tell me. I'm not going to keep you long. I hired you to do a job. Hey, who's coming in? Hey, let me know when they come in. I want to get involved. Maybe I'll have dinner with them. Let me be part of the equation. I'm not going to bully my way or push you around or put my influence on you. Of course, I have, you know, my favorites.
Which he clearly did when he spoke at the owner's meeting. On the whole, I want us to get a top flight quarterback.
I think if you sat Robert Kraft down with the top three quarterbacks that will be available to the Patriots, I guarantee you he will lean towards one guy over the next. It's just, he'll just, maybe he catches the guy. Maybe the guy says the right thing. Maybe he has a certain, I don't know, look that day that, you know, that inspires winning. I have no,
you know,
maybe
what?
He carries a briefcase.
You just sparked some thought. Let me ask you something that is a little sensitive because it makes Robert Kraft sound like the old man who would fall in love with anybody. Has Robert Kraft gotten to the point to where people within his own organization, you expose the player to him, but you know Robert's going to like them all. So at the end of the day, is his opinion really, quote unquote, needed? Because would RKK really say, yes, I know Drake might be there, but I think he's a son of a bitch or whatever in the world it is? Where he would say, nah, I don't vibe with this guy. It feels like if Robert Kraft met all of the top three quarterbacks, he would come away in some way, shape, or form feeling good about all of them.
Yeah.
So does that mean his opinion is lessened down there?
I don't think his opinion
overly matters to begin with.
I don't think it's really relevant anyways. I don't
Interesting.
Think. Hey, listen, hey, we so know
it,
everybody.
But we know it didn't to Bill, but for all of the.
So let's say, put it this way.
People who are now in the spots because of who they are and who they know, Thunder, is
yeah,
there going to be
they
want to placate?
Okay,
it?
This is why the silos. One of the silos was communications. Bill didn't tell him anything.
Right.
Bill didn't tell me. Bill, he wanted to know. He asked about it. You know, certain people were told not to tell him anything. I know that for a fact.
And you know what? And is there a reason for that? And are we maybe going to find that out? That even though Bill was probably a giant D about it, but was his thought process much more correct than incorrect?
Well, I don't think if I'm looking at it from Bill's point of view, he probably doesn't trust that Kraft could keep his mouth shut. He probably doesn't trust him that he won't tell one of his friends, his girlfriend, you know, his buddies. Like, who knows? And then, you know, maybe he has a certain affection for a certain writer, and he feels like he owes this guy or that gal. So maybe he tells him this and gives him a nugget. Who the hell knows? I think Bill absolutely had his reasoning, and I think in the end, Kraft was just kind of sick of it, and now he wants to be involved. What that is up to him. But I think the door is open, like literally open door policy. Hey, I'm going to go downstairs and see Elliot. Hey, yeah. I'm knocking the door during the scouting meeting. Hey, guys, what's up? Just want to come sit in for a little bit. All right, I'm going to leave now. But do you think if they're sitting around a table and there's two guys that they like, right? It's Jaden Daniels and it's Drake May. Just call it those two.
Okay.
Everybody says their piece, you know, say, you know, 70%, 80%. Is on Jaden Daniels. Kraft up, and he says, well, guys, geez, I like Drake May. Do you think, even though 80% of the group, 80% of the room have all collaborated and have done all the work and have read all the clippings and done all the scouting and watched all the film and did the character, did the security.
Oh.
Okay, and then he comes, you think they're all like, oh, crap, the old man wants Drake May. We should probably, all right, let's take Drake May. Let's make him happy.
If it doesn't, I do not want to answer your question with a caveat, but I think it's very important. What does Jonathan want? If they're split, aren't those collaborators betwixt and between? Oh, my God. Which guy? Robert still owns this thing. Yeah, but Jonathan's our day-to-day. Oh, my God. I don't know what we're to do here. Do we go with the old man? The old man loves everybody. Yeah, but, you know, Jonathan likes this. And so what are we going to do?
I don't know. It is a weird dynamic. I'm not going
to
lie.
I think Jonathan, I'm starting to believe that JK might have more swayability than even RKK.
Yeah,
because Jonathan goes to Robert and says, I know this is what you want, or I know this is your guy, but here's where we're at with X, Y, or Z. Because I do firmly believe there were crafts in the room, obviously, on draft day, but they're a little more in the know than they were the year before.
Yeah, but Mayo doesn't have a really cool nickname for Jonathan Kraft yet.
Who do you – that's a good
– I don't have a nickname for him.
No, that's true. And he can't go Lightning, can he? Because then it's referencing Dad. Like, no.
Wouldn't that be great if they were
Thunder
both up
and Lightning?
There? You know, Thunder and Lightning. Yeah, guys, I forgot to tell you that I called Jonathan Lightning.
Yeah.
You know, because they're two together are such a powerful force.
Because do you think Robert Kraft has been, since naming Mayo, do you think he's been around the facility a lot?
More than before?
Poking his nose into rooms that he couldn't before.
Don't you think?
I don't think anything is... I mean, from what we hear...
Me neither.
Robert Kraft is spending more time in New York City than ever before. That's why I'm leaning towards
the whole...
I hear
that chopper flying over my house all the time.
Exactly.
Oh, there he goes again.
Right.
Heading south.
I'm just...
95.
I'm just like... That's why I wonder the who is really running things piece. Who is the Kraft in the room who gets the most verbal stroke? If they're at three and there's two on the board and Robert says J.J. McCarthy and Jonathan thinks Drake May, what do the collaborators do other than poop themselves maybe?
I also feel like both those guys like have more important things to do other than like poke in and, you know, jump into a team meeting or, you know, tape session or something like that or install session with the offensive coaches. I don't think any of them want to do that. I don't. I feel like the only difference between now and then is there is access whenever you want it.
Mm.
And I think it's pretty much understood. Don't abuse it. Right. And right. I don't think he would. I don't think he wants to sit there and hover and just like, you know, and just kind of like, you know, shoehorn his way into conversations.
Because it definitely feels like now Robert Kraft is ready to, again, not abandon the Patriots, but go off in his own direction. Now that there's been a change in direction down there at Gillette. Well, I was around for many retirements, unfortunately. And I say unfortunately because, you know, people get older, whether it's Gino Capoletti or Gil Santos or, You know, Jack Edwards has announced his retirement. We know Mike Gorman's riding off into the sunset. And, you know, one of the guys who did play into mid to late 90s, early 2000s Red Sox Yankees back and forth was John Sterling. People would hear the home run calls. They'd laugh at him.
What did I do wrong? What did I see wrong?
There's that older Sterling losing his way. Oh, my God, I saw a replay.
Unfortunately, that was a replay of the home run.
Right. So there have been better days for John Sterling, and he just up and retired. On the spot, what was it, 10 days ago? Nope, I'm done. Cashing out. See you later. So on Saturday in Yankee Stadium, they did a, hey, it's John Sterling Day at the ballpark. And after they got him out on the field, where admittedly he did look a little kind of disoriented, they did have an earpiece in his ear. So you could tell that they were like hooking it up for TV and all that whatnot. And they get to the end of this big old ceremony for, you know, a guy who's only called what? Like, I mean, a bunch of real great moments in Yankee history. You would think this guy, there's Monument Park, there's, you know, all these different ways they can honor this dude. And instead, they gave him a giant television. This is what it sounded like on the Yes Network. And you had multiple players who were the ones that had to try to navigate this giant box through the dugout to give an old man a fancy TV.
And lastly, John, so you can enjoy your beloved New York Yankees from home. LG, the official TV of the Yankees, is here to present you with the flagship 83-inch LG OLED 4G TV. And here to bring you the TV of the entire 2024 New York Yankees team.
All right. He, even the crowd is like, Jesus, God.
The visual of this. Now, I don't know if we can get this up on Twitch or not, but the visual of this is, who was taking, was it Boone that was taking the TV? There was, so it was an empty box. It was a big, giant, empty box.
Mammoth box!
Huge box. 83-inch TV, right, that they carry out of the dugout, and they bring it out onto the field, put it right in front of him, right in front of him for, it was amazing. Like, this is... This is, and then the, you mentioned, you heard it with the, whichamacallit, with the announcer.
The PA guy?
The announcer saying, hey, the sponsorship TV. So they basically grabbed a sponsor. They, listen, could you hook us up with a $7,000 TV? We want to, you know, thank this guy for his 36 years of service.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the day that Lou Maloney has announced his retirement, we here at Shaw's and Star Market have for him a 20-piece bucket of chicken. Here we go, everybody. And some flowers.
So Gorman got a watch. Gorman got a Rolex watch.
Is that normally what it is? You
get
the,
some sort of timepiece.
There's even, and Billy would know.
I gave him chicken!
One of the most famous wrestling promos ever from the great Dusty Rhodes, the Hard Times promo. You work for 30 years at a job, they give you a kick in the butt, and a gold watch and say, a computer has took your place, Daddy. That's Hard Times. They didn't even give him the gold watch.
They go right down to the Diamond District. There's tons of jewelers all over the place, thousands of them on one street. Go grab the dude. Have it engraved right there. They'll do it for you right there.
Super easy.
He doesn't need a TV. And you mentioned this. You picked up on this. While the camera was following him, he looks disoriented. He's like,
I don't have any place to put this thing. It's huge.
He said it. He said, covered his ear like the old Gary Owens on Laughing or whatever. And he was like, I have nowhere for this. You could see him mouth it.
I can't. I thought it was a joke.
His eyes.
I thought it was an inside joke. That they gave him a TV on purpose.
Hey, I won't even say it. Billy, what do you think the cost of that TV was? Somebody just sent it in.
When I first think about it, I'm like, it can't be that expensive because TVs aren't what they were 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But this is a new fancy TV that is like $7,500.
I was going to say.
Or if you go to like a wholesale club, you could get the same TV.
Oh, I was going to say. Well, because somebody said $380 at a Costco.
No, the price of TVs has dropped so much, but this thing is like legit.
So it's an OLED. It's the highest end TV, and it's 83 inches.
Yeah, somebody look it up. It is $7,000.
What did I say? $7,500. So
all right,
I'm not yelling at me.
I would not have guessed that at all. I would have figured it's like, oh, they busted this thing out of the back of the
Gresh,
ES Network.
They brought an empty box out onto the field. Usually there's a car, a Corvette, a Wachs with a spotlight on it, something. And they give
cufflinks.
Shoes, gaiters, whatever, a nice suit, maybe like a trip. Hey, send me around the world. I've never traveled during the summer. Send me to Greece. No. Hey, John, take the box with you.
How do I get this in my...
How is this?
Somebody's setting it up when he's calling the game.
How do I get this in my electric car?
Yeah.
You know, because I'm on board because of the woman in maths. They'll yell at me if I don't have one.
They should have
more next on the Yankees Radio Network.
They should have at least thrown in a year subscription to the Geek Squad from Best Buy.
Oh, that would have been it too.
Hey, the Geek Squad's going to put it up for you. Hey, all right. See that, John?
And Fire Stick.
And now our newest sponsor, here to present John with a 1 year...
Unbelievable.
One year of maintenance on the TV.
Yeah.
Here's Joe from Best Buy Geek Squad.
Poor guy.
Are You Done is next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime.
Just download the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY.
Say WEEI is a favorite and listen wherever you go.
Now, more Gresh and Fourier
on WEEI. Now, it's time for...
Are You Done? Are You Done?
Are You Done?
Are You Done? You Done, right? You Done, right? Are You Done? Are You Done?
On Gresh and Fourier.
Tomorrow, Tom Curran will join us at noon, and then after the show, we done flying to Detroit for the draft. We'll be there Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Boots on the ground in Detroit. We're shrunk on time here, but Billy Lanny, are you done?
I am not. A little story out of Connecticut, not too far from here. You guys ever seen a drunk animal?
Well, I guess probably.
I don't know if it was drunk, but you know how, like, when some animals unfortunately get sick, they look like they're drunk on their feet or whatever?
Well, so here's what was going on. So they got a call about these vultures that looked too drunk to fly. So they brought them in, or they brought them in because they thought something was wrong with it, like you said, but it turned out they were drunk because they ate fermented food.
Oh.
So these vultures were dumpster diving.
So that's what it is.
Found old fruit cocktail and got hammered.
No. Wow, what a sneaky hack.
What, a way to get hammered if you're a vulture?
Just in general.
The rescue said the vultures were initially thought to be seriously ill, but tested confirmed they were merely too drunk to fly.
That is hilarious.
Remember, your fruit cocktail that ends up in the dumpster can be intoxicating to wildlife.
Oh, my God.
If the dumpster isn't kept closed.
We're going to see PSAs, the more you know.
Yeah.
Every Saturday morning.
Don't drive trucks. Yeah. Don't throw your fruit away.
don't drive trucks. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, don't be careful of the. What is it? What are they, vultures?
Yeah, they were vultures.
What country was this in?
Connecticut. The country of Connecticut.
Vultures in Connecticut?
Well, it is its own land, yeah. I must say.
Really?
You know, part of it's New York,
I would never think that vultures would be.
Vultures are everywhere.
I don't think. Have you ever seen a vulture?
Oh, my God. Yeah. When I go down to
I've
my.
I've never seen a vulture when I go down in
to
my life.
Oh, I go down to my in-laws.
I thought it was like Serengeti type stuff.
Oh, no. They're like down
really?
Florida. Oh, yeah. You find a dumpster, you might find a vulture in a warm, in a climate.
I've actually never seen a vulture on a highway, a back road, a mountain, eating a raccoon, dumpster diving.
Because it's one of those things, if you ever seen a vulture, you assume that you're going to die. You assume that your end is like, it's like when you see, it's like seeing a ghost, you're like, oh man.
Have you ever seen a vulture like circling like you see in movies?
No.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Around.
What? You're saying
no,
yes.
But
like,
around
like is,
to land
well, this
on
guy's
a dumpster.
Chickens.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. I live in the middle
chickens.
Of nowhere.
Yeah.
Right. Man.
No,
I've never seen
I've
a vulture
only
before
seen
in my life.
Them around,
crazy.
Around the dumpsters. Oh, yeah.
So they pumped these vultures full of fluids, gave them a big breakfast, and sent them on their way the next day.
Hey, a texter just said, Christian, vultures are everywhere in California.
I've never
I don't
seen
know if
one.
Or not. Right.
I've never said, holy crap, hey, there's a vulture. Look at it. Peck it. No, you know what we see? You know what?
It's because your dad convinced you it was a turkey.
No.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Crows. Crows and crows and crows. Like, there's a dead body. There's like a dead rat or dead squirrel.
Crows
like that.
Are the worst.
They're everywhere. Like, that's so I'm like, oh, vulture. Like, maybe that's something out of the Lion King.
Sweet Jesus.
Were they hyenas in the Lion King?
All right.
I think the Lion King arch enemy was the hyenas.
All right.
But the vultures are always flying around.
That'll do it for us.
Anyway,
the more you know.
Drunk.
That's right.
Like
vultures.
It's the Saturday morning cartoons.
Oh, the real
conjunction
junction and vultures
that's a
are
PSA,
real.
PSA 10 to 2.
All right.
Making
one
the
world
day.
A Dubs,
one Dub, more day.
Dubs 985 wants to know how many vultures Fourier can take. It's a challenge.
All of them. Drinking contest, Fourier
Let's go.
Versus two vultures.
Fourier versus two vultures.
How old does the fruit cocktail have to be for us to get drunk, though? Like, how long do you think it takes?
I don't know
cocktail?
What the everyone has their own sort of tolerance, including vultures.
We should know that because, you know, the Greg Hill Show, they'll leave, like, fruit cocktail out for months and months and months.
Christian, have you not heard of Buzzard's Bay?
When I think of a vulture, I think of
a catchy
cartoon.
Name.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's cool. What's this stone for? What's this named after?
All right, that
All right
is,
we got to go. Okay.
That is it for us. We are out of here. Jones and Mego are next. One more home game for us before we hit the road. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Thank you for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.